The presidents of Turkey and Russia have spoken by phone to try to defuse rising tensions in Syria after 33 Turkish troops were killed in a Syrian government airstrike. Yesterday's attack marked the deadliest day for the Turkish military since it first entered the Syrian conflict back in 2016. We're going to take a deeper dive. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Brendan Kearney, retired Marine Corps colonel and former chief of staff of the U.S. European Command. Brendan, it is great to talk to you. Could you remind us, please, what Turkey and Russia have at stake in Syria?
Jeff and Patty, it's always great to talk to you, even though it's another bleak topic that we're pursuing. The Turks and the Russians have got it's a mixed bag. We're looking at two countries that desperately want to be friendly with each other. However, they have a common friend / common enemy in Syria, where the Russians are supporting Assad's Syrian regime, and the Turks are vehemently against him and support the extreme opposition that he's been fighting here now for almost a decade. So this is a really, really complex issue.
On that note, Colonel, what, if any, role does the U.S. have in all of this?
Sit back, watch, and wait would be my opinion, would be my advice if anybody asked. It is, the Turks, we have had a hot and cold relationship with the Turks that goes back literally generations. It's not been good here, particularly since the Obama administration. It's slightly warmed between Erdogan and our current president. But it's not good, and it's not good between Turkey and its allies in NATO. And, of course, the Putin, our president's relationship is questionable, but he's been tough on some things. So this is a mixed bag, very, very complex, that hopefully will resolve itself. But if not, we may see ourselves in a situation very akin to July of 1914 with the beginning of World War One.
Wow, that sounds alarming.
It's, you know, I thought about this before you guys called tonight. When you look back at July of 1914, you see a situation with Austria-Hungary, their empire, what was going on in Serbia with the Russians, with the Prussians, with English, with the England and the French, and you have the best of intentions for all these leaders to not have anything happen, and something happened and it got out of control. And that's where this could go bad, but we're hopeful that it won't. I think there's some good moves with Erdogan and Putin, who are trying to build on a mutually satisfactory economic relationship that may take hold here, and people will draw back from it. The one person that's sitting back and probably laughing about this entire thing is the Syrian president Assad, who, I think he's long gone past ever worrying about what might happen to him other than survival. So this is it's an interesting time over there.
Indeed, and a complex equation, as you say. Thanks so much, Colonel. Always appreciate your perspective. Brendan Kearney, retired Marine Corps colonel and former chief of staff of the U.S. European Command.